Hello there! Welcome to Truth and Freedom in John 8. My name is Miriam.
And I'm Sophia.
Today we'll explore powerful verses from John 8 where Jesus talks about judgment, sin, forgiveness, and his identity as God. Let's jump right in! Now, let's talk about our first verse, John 8, verse 7. It reads, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her."
Wait, what was happening here?
The religious leaders brought a woman caught in adultery to trap Jesus. He challenged them by asking who among them was sinless.
Really? Why did Jesus say this?
Jesus wanted them to look at their own sins before judging someone else. It's a reminder for us to be humble and merciful. Our next verses, 10 and 11, say, "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin."
What did Jesus tell the woman?
Jesus forgave her, but told her to leave her sinful life behind.
Wow. What do we learn from this?
Jesus offers forgiveness, but also calls us to change. It's a message of grace and a new beginning. Moving on to verse 34. "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin."
What does that mean?
Jesus is saying that sin controls us. We can get stuck in it, like being in chains.
Wowzers. Why is this important?
It shows that sin isn't just about bad actions. It traps us, and we need Jesus to free us. Verse 36 says, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
But like, what freedom is Jesus talking about?
Jesus frees us from the power of sin, not just from punishment.
But what does it mean to be free indeed?
It means true freedom, living the way God wants, free from guilt and sin's control. Now, verse 58. "Before Abraham was, I am."
Okay, wait, what is Jesus saying?
Jesus is saying he existed before Abraham, and he's using the name I am, showing he is God.
But why is this important?
It's a clear claim that Jesus is God, which gives him the power to forgive sins and set us free.
Oh.
Okay, so if you were not listening to anything I was saying, just get that today's verses show Jesus offering forgiveness and freedom and declaring himself as God. Let's remember that he calls us to live in that freedom. Thanks for joining us! We hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Tune in next time and feel free to send us your thoughts or questions. Mm-hmm. See you on the Gozers!